Okay, let's get into Parshas Matos Masei, Tavshin Pei Dalid, as we finish up the Sefer, fourth Sefer of the Torah, Sefer Bamidbar, and we are in the middle of the 3 weeks as we started to read the three special Haftorahs last week, as we continue this week. So we start off with the beginning of the Parsha, and that is about the Parsha of Nedarim. Beginning of Parshas Matos, Vayedaber Moshe el Roshei Matos, Levnei Yisrael Emor, Moshe speaks to the heads of the tribes. Ze hadavar asher tziva Hashem, this is what you shall, this is what Hashem commanded, ish ki yidor neder l'Hashem. And we go through all the Parsha of Nedarim and all the details of halachos of Nedarim. The Azayim LaTorah of Sorotskin points out that if you look closely at the psukim, it sounds like the phrase Ze hadavar asher tziva Hashem is part of the message that Moshe tells the Roshei HaMatos to tell Bnei Yisrael. But it says Lemor, and then says Ze hadavar asher tziva Hashem. Right? You might have thought that the pasuk should say Vaydaber Moshe Roshei HaMatos Levnei Yisrael. Moshe said, this is what you should tell the people. Lemar is saying, and the following is what you should say. But it sounds like Ze HaDavar is part of the content of what should be said. So explains the Rav Sarotskin, yes, it is, because it's a crucial message that Ze HaDavar is, that phrase is giving over to Klal Yisrael. Mikivan Sheikdem Lemar LeZe HaDavar, in source number one, since the Lemar is before Ze HaDavar, Nirash HaNesiim Nitztavu Lemar LeBnei Yisrael, Lo Rak Dinei Nedarim. The Nesiim were not commanded just to say Dinei Nedarim, Ela Gam Sheze HaDavar Shetziv HaShem. That also, that phrase is also included. Sheze HaDavar Shatanoder LaShem Yehe Chashuv Umukubal Alecha. Ze HaDavar, this thing that is... that you promised, that you vowed, it should be chashuv in your eyes like Hadavar Shartziv Hashem. Ze Hadavar, this Nedarim should be comparable in your eyes to Hadavar Shartziv Hashem. Kamo Yisurim HaMitzvot Shartziv Hashem. Ukimo, meaning, Kamo Sha'ata Zahir Me'achilas Nevelos Utrefus. Shkatim Ramasim, just like you stay away from everything that the Torah assert and the Torah forbade, because you know it's inherently dangerous to your neshama. Kachtia Zahir Midvar She'asarta Lecha Bekonim. So too, if you assert something with a neder, you also have to stay away from it as if it's mamish, not kosher. And he explains what he wrote elsewhere in his other svarim, Hadea Vadibur. Heveinu may, he quotes, Shezeish Hevdel bein ze ha'amur acharei Hashem, kemo bayez ze. Whenever you have the word ze after the noun, bayez ze, sade zu, anything like that, shemar shemedubar hu bazevelo ba'acher. That's just pointing and saying, it's this one. This house, this, not in English, you don't say that, but in Hebrew, house this, bayezeh, olzeh, so that's just a lashon of being particular. Uvein zeh habol lefnei Hashem, but when you have zeh before the name Hashem, she'oz mare al chashivus hadavar, because then it's reflects the importance. Kamo zeh hayom asa Hashem, zeh keili v'anvehu, zeh Moshe ha'ish, all of those. It's not about this one in particular, but it's giving the chashivos. Shaba asara mekomos nomar batorah ze adavar. In 10 places. Ubekula mara al chashivos diburo shel adam. And all of it, all of that, all of the zez reflect the chashivos. V'cheinu in nedarim, and also in nedarim ze adavar lalameid. To teach me the chashivos of the power of speech of a person. Shediburo shel adam kocho yafe lafoches amuter leiser v'sa rishus lachova. Amazing. Ze hadavar, a person has the power with his speech to say to take something that's mutter and make it into an avera, something that's voluntary and make it into a chova. I hereby promise to have to eat this today. Vidgisha Torah alze, and the Torah is emphasizing. Achrei shekashal asbir lo adam bin yinadarim. Afilu mitzvos chukios. It's hard to say. Hashem says that I'm allowed to eat this hamburger, and because of what I said, I promised not to eat it today. All of a sudden, it's usher to me, like pig, like a blood. Shari ein adam yodeya lama machol ze osam ze marapes agufu mavrio. Well, because you know, when it comes to things that the Torah says, we have an easier time. Because it gives a mashal. What about medicine? We have medicine. Do I understand how every medicine works? How this is going to heal my ailment? V'sam acher o machal acher maziko machlisho. If I would take another medicine, that would hurt me, that would damage me and weaken me? No, I have no idea how it works. I trust the expert, Alarofi, I trust the doctor says I should take this. Fine. Shalamad v'chakar esteva ha'adam. He studied, he went to medical school, he did the research, he knows hama'achalim v'asamim, food and medicines. Kal v'chomer ben menosha kal v'chomer, so I also trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he says this is dangerous for me, he said this is bad for me. Shala Adam lismoch al borei kol nasham mos yibon kol masim shekasav lana b'torah. So he says in the Torah, shebasar chazer mazik, l'dish basar Adam, basar chazer, pig is mazik, umei chatos, mitarim es hatami l'nefesh Adam. I trust, he said all of these things. But when a person is creating something, aval kasha al ha'adam, Bimocho hamitzumsam. It's hard in my finite, limited brain to understand nedarim, because that's what I did. Nothing changed about the item. Vushoel halo alechem l'mashal. Bread eino mazik v'eino merapes nishmas ha'adam. Bread doesn't do anything. Hare ein b'tivo shum davar hanogel neshama. Bread is just for my physical being. It doesn't connect to my neshama. And all of a sudden I say konam alai kikar zeh, then this will be mazik to my neshama. How does that work? Hard for us to understand, even if we believe in everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. That's the emphasis. Zeh hadavar, right? Like Zeh Moshe Ha'ish. Zeh before and giving a chashivas. Recognize the power of your words, because the power of your words can make it as if it's usher from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matchales parsha zu b'zeh hadavar b'chashivuso lahafoch gamas echuso shel halechem b'nogea l'nishmas ha'adam. It changes the quality. This should be something that you say over to Klal Yisrael. You are the Nesiim. You have to know, use your power of words and tell them about the power of words. And that's the Zeh Hadavar. Asher Tziva Hashem. You could say the word Hadavar goes with both. Zeh Hadavar, this, what you've said with your Nedarim, should be like Hadavar Asher Tziva Hashem, like what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you. Okay, moving right along, we have Nedarim, and now we get into Perek Lamed Aleph. Right, we have Parsha Nedarim, and then we have the Midyan. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar in Perek Lamed Aleph. Nekom Nikmas Bnei Yisrael, Hashem says to Moshe, is trying to take revenge from Midyan for what they did in last week's Parsha. Nekom Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Me'eis HaMidyanim. Right, you have to take revenge from the Midyanim. Rashi quotes, V'lo Me'eis HaMo'avim. Why Midyan and not Moav, right? Bilam versus Balak. Sheha Moavim nichnasu ledavar machmas yira. The Moavim were just scared. Shayu yireyim mehem sheyu shololimosam. They thought that the Jews would spoil them. Shneamar ela va'al tiskar ba milchama. Avol Midyanim nisabra al rivlo lahem. But the Midyanim, they got into something that didn't have to do with them. Right? They came in and they were hired. Right? And therefore, Midyan, Hashem says, take revenge from Midyan. That's the first day of Rashi. The second day is that Midyan had to be saved for their descendants. Shtei predos tovo sheyeshli lahotzi mehem. Rus hamoavia v'na'ama ha'amonit. Right, so the two that are going to come. So anyway, Hashem says to Moshe, Nekom nekmas b'nei yisom meisa midyanim. Achar te'asef alamecha. And after that, you will be gathered unto your people, meaning you are going to die. And Moshe doesn't waste a second, even though he knows that his death is totally on it. He might have delayed, he might have procrastinated a little bit. No. Vayidaber Moshe la'am le'mor. Hechaltzu me'yitchem anashim le'tzavah. Right away, we have to send an army and gather gather all of the troops. And then he sends Pinchas. I know to finish the job, Pasuk Vav, Vayishlach Osam Moshe Elef Lamata, Osav is Pinchas ben Elazar HaKohen, Latzava, Vachulu, and they go, and they do what they do, and they come back to Moshe. Vayetu Moshe Elazar HaKohen, Vachon Nesiyah Delek Rasam, when they come back from the battle, Moshe Elazar, right, no more Aaron, and all the Nesiyim go out to greet them, Amichus Lamachane, Vayiksof Moshe Apukud Echayel, Moshe gets angry. Moshe gets angry at the officers. Sare ha'alafim v'sare ha'meos ha'boy mitzvah melchama. Moshe gets angry, right, about them, and he says, Vayomer alei Moshe achisim kon akeva. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. Says Rashi, Vayiksov Moshe b'kud yechayo, mimunim alachayo la'medcha. It's the ones that were appointed for the soldiers. To teach me that it's always the heads that bear responsibility. Right, the Sirchon is totally on the Gedolim because they could have protested. They could have protested. Okay, so Moshe gets angry. That's how the Torah describes Moshe. Vayiksov. Vayiksov always means anger. If you look in the, and Chazal note that he got angry, and that's why maybe in the next parsha, the question that's asked about the Kalim and about how to deal with the all of the spoils that were gotten by the from the Midyanim, Elazar HaKohen answers that question, right? Vayomer Elazar HaKohen Alanchi Asava, Zos Chukas HaTorah. Very strange. Elazar HaKohen is telling them what the rules are with all of the Kalim. So says Rashi, Lefisha Ba Moshe Lechal Kaas Ba Lechal Tos. Because Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, Ba Lechal Tos, and there was room for mistake, She Nis'almu Mimenu Hilchas Gule Goyim. V'chenat ha-motzi, but these halachas, Elazar had to give over. V'chenat ha-motzi b'shmini l'miluim. Shemar v'yiksof al-Elazar v'al-Isamar, also there, balach al-kas, balach al-tos. V'chen b'shimino ha-morim, v'yachas ha-sela. Ayideh ha-ka'as ta'a. Rashi quotes, not only this case, but also shmini l'miluim and shimino ha-morim. Three cases where Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. Says the Arizal, if you look in the Gutnik, the Lubavitch Rebbe, says, anger, and again, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't perfect. His father Amram was one of the four people in Eved Sin, but he wasn't perfect, but he was still our greatest leader, because you don't have to be perfect. Hashem is not looking for perfection. Hashem is looking for the best that you could do. The best that you could do, and that's what the Torah is telling us, and not hiding anything. Says the Arizal, source number two, Arizal considered anger to be a more serious sin than all others. For when a person commits any sin other than becoming angry, his soul still remains in his body. He's the same person. He's still there. But when angry, says the Arizal, an amazing comment, a person's soul departs from his body and is replaced by an external soul. We lose ourselves. We lose ourselves when we get angry. And so we do things that don't make sense. We do things, we're out of control. I call it koes kilo oved avodah zarah. All of the filu, even this world, motzias adam in olam. This explains why one tends to forget his Torah studies through becoming angry due to the departure of the soul. You know why he forgets? Because he's not the same person. A person is a different person. Sometimes a person is so angry, you look at them, you're like, "Hello, are you still there? Are you?" They're just not there. They're a different person. So al pi kabbalah says the Arizal, when we get angry, our neshama. We got a different neshama. We got an external neshama. With regard to the question of temper, it continues the Rebbe, and especially where we are speaking of anger, the weakness can be controlled by reflecting on the verse, Shivisi Hashem l'negdi tamid. Shivisi Hashem l'negdi tamid, the first thing in the Shulchan Aruch, right, the introduction to the whole Shulchan Aruch, by reflecting upon the fact that one is always, at every moment in the presence of God, how is it possible for him to sink so far as to display any kind of temper? So if we really internalize Shivisi Hashem l'negdi tamid, then there's not going to be any issue of anger. Our neshama is in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we recognize that we are in His presence. Anger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. What do we get angry for? Hashem has a plan. Hashem has it all worked out. And that we have to try to have that attitude. It's very hard. Right, the Bali Musar all talk about different strategies, how to control our anger in terms of patience, in terms of counting, in terms of trying to condition ourselves beforehand to recognize that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Arizal says, we have to remember this, that when we get angry, we lose ourselves. Our neshama leaves us, on the road, whether it's in the car, whether it's at home, to make sure that we don't want our neshama to leave us. And therefore, we have to do our best to control ourselves, right? The first thing the Ramban talks about in his letter, first thing is, right, don't raise your voice. Ubazet tinatzam en akas. Right, kas is the root. The Rambam, how many midos do we go to the extreme? We always go to the middle. The shvil azav, except by kaas and gaiva. Those are the only ones. So there's so much that kaas is uniquely negative in the world of midos. And we have to do our best, and we have to try to remember that the Arizal says here that our neshama leaves us, and we should try to do what we can to control it. Okay, so those are two thoughts relating to matos. Let's move over to Maase now, as we are have a double parsha here, and we'll spend a number of moments on Masay. The beginning of Parsha's Masay, right, all about the travels. Eile Masay B'nei Yisrael. These are the Masaos that B'nei Yisrael traveled, Asher Yotzo Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Litzivo Sam B'yad Moshe V'yara. Now we have the whole list, all of the stops that they made. Eilim, Yamsuf, Midbar Sin, Dafka, Alush, some of these places we haven't heard of except from right here. Right, we haven't heard from these. Rimon Peretz, Livna, Risa, Kehelasa, Har Shofer. A lot of them we haven't heard of. Rav Schwab, though, asks a simple question that maybe we haven't thought about before, but maybe we should have. Right, Rashi quotes already on the Masos. Rashi quotes, why are all these Masos listed? There's Rashi, Ramban, other Mefarshim. Why do we have all these Masos listed? Eila Masi, Lama Nechtevu, Masos halalu lahodiyah chasadav shalmakom to show the chaz de Hashem shafapi shegazer aleim l'tal talam ulaniyam b'midbar. Even though Hashem was gozer a decree that we're going to be walking and traveling and wandering for 40 years, lo tomar shayu noim umitul talim mimasa lamasa kol arbaim shana. Don't think we'll be traveling the whole 40 years and we never had any rest and never had any break. V'lo haisa leminucha, and we didn't have any respite. There are 42 masaos here. 42 stops. 14 was the first year. So after that, we have 28 left. So 14 was the first year. So we're down to 28. And Shlach Lecha Anashim, Mikanon V'Yisum Mechatzeros. Va'od hotzimim ches masos shayol acher misas Aaron. 8 masos were in the 40th year after Aaron died. Mehaha arad arvas moa b'shas arbaim. So nimsa, how many are left? There's 20. In 38 years, we moved. We were at 20 places. Nimsa shakol shmono shloshim shana l'nasu elaser masos. So it's not so many. Zemi yisodah shem Moshe Darshan. That's Moshe Darshan. That's one of the pshatim. But then Rashi quotes Rebbe Tanchuma. There was a father, a king, whose son was ill. So he took him far away, traveling to heal him. When on their way back, on the way back, the father says, oh, you remember what happened on this stop on the way here? Kan yashananu, here we slept. Kan okarno, here you got cold. Kan chashashas v'shecha, here you didn't feel well. Going through all of the stops. Okay, the Rav Shrab is going to pick up on the second daya that we have here in Rashi. Says Rav Shrab, L'havin divrei chachamim v'chidosam, to understand what Chazal are driving at. Here we got cold, and here you weren't feeling well, and here, what is that alluding to us? So he says, Nira behektim sheish ladaktik b'seder amasos. If you think about these 42 masaos, shedileg al hamaoraos hagadolos shal klal Yisrael. There were many stops along the way that are not mentioned here. There were major events that took place that are not mentioned in these masaos. Where's Kriyas Yamsuf? Where is Kriyas Yamsuf? Right, and what do we have here? We went 3 days by Midbar, we just skip it over. Well, we come to Pia Baltzaphon, and then we have Pia Chiros, by Yavru Besoch HaYam HaMidbara. We went through the Yam, that's all it says. There's no fanfare there. Well, Kriyas Yam, Horadas Haman, Neis Shalmara, where's the amazing Jewish history? Matan Torah, Binyan HaMishkan. We list off all these places without emphasizing so many of the important events that took place. Umaskir kamedvarim, ashalachar nirim ke'enem ikariyim. And we mention, the Torah mentioned certain things that don't seem so important. Umitzrayim akabrim, and in Pasuk Daled, the Mitzrayim are busy burying their dead. Mitzrayim akabrim, es asher hika Hashem bohem kol bachor. Ubalem atzo bohem shafatim. And Hashem did judgment to their gods. Right. So what's the importance of that? Shmoni makomos chaniyasam maskir vayishav piachiros asher apnei bal tzafon. Sheinu inyan chaniyasam. What do we have to know that for? Vayelchu derech shloshes yamim b'midbar. Vayachanu b'mara. Right, they were in Mara. Asher b'shum maso lahodi anu mispar hayamim shenasu. We never have. How many days they were there? 3 days. Vayavo elima uveilim shteim esreinos mayim. 12 wells v'shivim tamarim. 70 date trees. What do we have to know that for? Why is that so important? They went from Alush, and they didn't have any water. why does it seem like there's picking and choosing, and I'm going to talk about this one, I'll mention a couple of extra words on this one, I'm going to leave this one out. What exactly is the message? Says Rav Schwab, v'nireh, v'hanireh, shelo ba limnos es kol amor, osho b'nei Yisrael b'nasam. This is not about a history. This is not just listing the history books and the places that we were. That's not the point. Ela shebo lahair dafka al hamakomos asher haya ra'ui leklal Yisrael lisor b'havalonis oru. The point is, this is Musar. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving them Musar. He's reviewing places that maybe they should have woken up. Yes, the Nisim that they were aware of and that they recognized, fine. I understand that those are not mentioned because Moshe doesn't have to give Musar about what happened at Kriyas Yamsuf at the Maimon Har Sinai. But these other places, each one of them, there's a message about why didn't you wake up from what happened in these places? Ukedevri Amedrish, Mana Lahem Kala Makomos Heichan Hichisuni, where you angered me. Behind Ukan Yashanu. Here we slept, meaning we spiritually slept. Remember the Rambam's Lashon? The Rambam has it in Hilchas Shuva. The Rambam has it in the end of Hilchas Mezuzah that we sometimes sleepwalk through life. Bahavle Hazman. And the Mezuzah is there to wake us up, and the shofar is there to wake us up. So here, Kan Yashanu, we slept. V'lo hikitzu lizbonein benisi Hashem nifla'osav. We didn't wake up and understand and appreciate the miracles. Kan Hokarnu. Where's the excitement? V'kam kosav. Mashuk v'chlal kan chashasha es roshecha. Sh'nevdu mehem roi b'nei Yisrov v'nishar b'li rosh. V'rak eile hadvar emone v'holech. It's specific that where we should have gotten Musar. And he goes through now each of the phrases in the Medrash relating to another phrase that's mentioned in these masos. Imkein, kan yashananu, here we slept, meaning we didn't recognize and wake up. Hiyochacha, tochacha al Mitzrayim makabrim. The Mitzrayim were burying, right? What does it say in Pasuk Dalid? The Mitzrayim were burying their dead. Do the Mitzrayim always bury their dead? Is that what happened with Paro? Mitzrayim makabrim, es asher hika Hashem ahem kol bachar. Al sher kol aroa yishal, hari minag Mitzrayim lachnot meisayim. Remember with Paro? They mummified him. They put on oils and they kept the body. Mazev al mazev. So what's going on here? They buried. They buried? That's not what they do. Right? And the pasuk continues. Uvelo hehem asa Hashem shvatim. Hashem took it out on their gods. Viro vihikiru, they, the Mitzrayim, recognize she'ein mamish be'elilehem, that there's nothing, their gods are false. The kafru ba'avodah zarah lefisha, they momentarily denied avodah zarah velokimu achukim, and they didn't do their normal rules for avodah zarah. That's why they were burying their dead, because they're like, oh, our avodah zarah was just destroyed, so we're not going to follow those rules, so we'll just bury, we're not going to mummify. So at that moment, Bnei Yisrael should have woken up and seen, wow, the Mitzrayim are even recognizing Hashem for a moment. They didn't take it in, but what was going on around them? We have to have our eyes open. They come to Elim, there are 12. Why are there 12? Oh, just a coincidence. 12 Shvatim. Shivim Tamarim, 70 Zakenim, 70 Tamarim. Right? Vayachanu Sham, they encamped there. Beli hispalus, beli hisorus. Right, that's the Yashanu. They slept. Continuing, Kango Karnu. Here we were cold. Yora al Chanayasam lefnei Baal Tzafon. Shunisha mikol aluhei Mitzrayim. Remember, Rashi says in Mishalach, the only one that was left, that was to be Mat'eh Paro. See that one? Right, that one wasn't destroyed. V'niskara ksas ha'asoga b'uvelohei amasa Hashem Shvatim. It was cooled off a little bit. Their recognition that Hashem did this to their gods. They went 3 days. Shirak Gimel Yamim was only 3 days of Rumikriyas Yamsuf. Only 3 days passed. So Kfar Hitzlonin Alamayim Amarim, and we're already complaining. It's all part of the Musar. V'chein Berefidim. And again, it's Musar, as Rashi quotes at the beginning of Devarim, next week's Parsha. It's Musar in an indirect way. Because that's how Moshe Rabbeinu, and the greatest Musar, not where we just bang him over the head and say, this is wrong, and that's wrong, and that's wrong, but implicitly, this is what could have been. This is what could have been. Lo hayasham mayim la'eda hisloninu. at the bottom, kan chashashes roshecha, pirusho kipshuto, shenis talku rashi Yisrael, the roshim, your heads, hadu misas arum, achanayasam lefnei nevo, Moshe, right? This is where you lost your heads and there wasn't an awakening. So Rav Schwab says, all these masos, yeah, they are masos. They are literal, but some of them are mentioned even though they're not known from beforehand. A number of the major ones are not left out because this is not just about history. This is about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants and expects from all of us. Says the that's Rav Schwab. Another thought relating to the Masaos. As we continue, again, Eilem Masei B'nei Yisrael. The phrase is, Asher Yatsu Me'eret Mitzrayim Litzavosam. These are the Masaos that they went out, Me'eret Mitzrayim. And the question that's asked by a number of the Achronim, the Klei Yakar, we mentioned a number of years ago, why does it say when you travel, when you're leaving the house, usually you say, where are you going? Right? You go into the car, where are you going? Your children don't say, where'd we come from? You know, where are we leaving? Where are we going? Right? That's the focus. So why does it say, Eilem Masei Yisrael Asher Yatsu Me'eret Mitzrayim? That they went out of Me'eret Mitzrayim. So two thoughts, they're somewhat related to each other. By the way, to emphasize, I wanted to maybe explicate it a little more. To emphasize the previous thought, the message of Rav Schwab is that we have to know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us. And we have to know so many times in life, like the Ilfen Rabbi Yochanan Gemara in Maseches Tainis that we like to quote. Right? We always have to try to be on the divine frequency. And looking out for messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they come in all different forms and all different shapes. And they're not always clear, but they are clear if you're looking for them. They are clear if I'm living in a HaKadosh Baruch Hu focused life. So that's what we have to try to do. Okay, back to the question. So why does the Pasuk say, Eilu Masei B'nei Yisrael Asher Yatsu Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that they went out of Mitzrayim? Ask the Nachla Tzvi. Nachla Tzvi, you have there, or Tzvi Gross, source number 5. Hiksha b'malbim, madua lo amar asher nasu le'eretz Yisrael, sha'nesia te'amer tamid l'makom asher elav nasu, v'lo b'makom asher misham nasu. Right, though, the Malbim already asks, and others as well, why do you focus on where they came from, and not where they are going to? So explains the Nachla Tzvi here, v'ani lefi anias daiti, b'siyata d'shmaya. As we wrote elsewhere, she'elu hayu yisraelu hayu Yisrael mashlimin b'Mitzrayim as kol arba me'oshana asher nigzaleim. If Bnei Yisrael had remained in Mitzrayim for 400 years, which we weren't able to because we would not have been recognizable as the Zera Avram, but had we stayed there, vayu mesaknim as kol asher aleim l'takein, and then we would have, so to speak, fixed everything in the spiritual worlds that we had to. Says the Nachla Tzvi, there's a concept of, again, it's a Kabbalistic concept, it's a Hasidish concept, going out and bringing up the Nitzotzos, HaKadusha, meaning there's certain elements that have to be uplifted. And Bnei Yisrael go into Golis, yes, A, it's a punishment, but it's also to uplift the sparks that are there, so to speak, to bring them back, as we'll get to. If we would have been in Mitzrayim for 400 years, we wouldn't have been able to do our job fully. The problem is, because we reached a certain level, we couldn't stay there. We couldn't stay there longer. As many Sfarim say, we would have been on the 50th level of Tuma, never to arise. But because of that, because we left earlier, that's why we had to remain, again, all part of the divine plan. We also sent the Meraglim, and that's the Pashup shot. But we also remained in order to be uplift everything that we had to uplift before we went into Eretz Yisrael. V'zegaram lahem l'shaos od b'midbar arbaim shana. V'la'asos kolos ha'masos. All the masos, right? A lot of that was because we left Mitzrayim early. Again, not because there was anything wrong with leaving Mitzrayim earlier. We had to. But this is part of the divine plan. V'neim t'dakdek timsa shahanegina. If you look at the trup, the Tam, right? The Gemara says in Masechet Megillah that the Tamim and Nadarim came, it was from Ezra Sofer, it goes way back. Shanagina Amilas Eile hi Azla Gerish. Eile, right? It's an Azla Gerish. This is a Gra type of thought, right? Azla Gerish, Remez, Shemasha Azlu Yisrael Kodem Azman. Azla, the fact that we left earlier, Kodem Azman and Nigzar, whom Mesha Garshu Misham. We were thrown out, right? Azla Geresh, because we had to go out earlier, and that was what led to Bnei Yisrael Asher Yatsu. Amasha Azlu and Isgarshu Kodem Hazman Zehaya Hagorim Le'ela Masei Bnei Yisrael. The fact that we had Azal and Geresh, that's why we had all of these masos. Why? And Asher Yatsu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. U'miyushav Shapir, Masha Amar, Asher Yatsu Me'eretz Mitzrayim, and not Asher Nichlusu L'Eretz Yisrael. Yan Ki Rak Yitziyasa Mi'Mitzrayim Kodem Hazman. That time, Garma L'Hamasos Ha'ela. That caused these masos. V'zegarim L'Hem Shlo Nichlusu Tekev L'Eretz Yisrael. And that part of what caused it. Part of what caused it. Ubagdamaza Yabo Nachon. Also what it says afterwards, Vayichl Moshe, that's Motsoehem, Lamasehem, Al Piashem. Right? Al Piashem. Dine Al Mila, Al Milas, Vayichtov, Moshe, Hanaginihi, Kadma Vazla. His Meremeza, Shekadmu, Vazla, let's say, again, there's a lot of Ramazim here. Okay, a Kabbalistic idea. The Nachasvi, the concept of uplifting the sparks that had to be brought back to Eretz Yisrael. A similar but different idea is said by Rav Zevin. Rav Zevin, I think we had this more than 10 years ago, but it relates to what we just said, so that's why I wanted to bring it again. Says Rav Zevin, he's bothered not just by the first pasuk, but by the double phraseology in the next one. The next pasuk. Ve'yichtov Moshe et motzaihem lamaseihem, al pi Hashem. Moshe wrote the where they went out to where they went, Al pi Hashem, ve'ele masehem l'motzoyhem. And these are the masehem to their motzoyhem. So it's like switched. First it says motzoyhem l'masehem, and then it says these are the masehem l'motzoyhem. So what exactly is the Torah trying to tell us with this double lashon and with the flip? Says Rav Zevin, there are many travels listed here. Really, every one of us is writing a book of travels, and each one of us has many masos in our life. Ze sefer toldos Adam. We're all writing a book. V'adam ba'atzmo hu akosev b'sefer es kol todosav. And a person writes his own book. We are all authors. Every single person in the world is an author of their own autobiography. B'yodim uvelo yodim. Aval hu kosev. He might not realize he's writing, but he's writing his book. V'siftach es sefer hazichronos. We say in Unisana Tokef. Ume Elav Yikare. Vachosam Yad Kal Adambo. And it reads by itself. And our hand has signed it. Vachosam Yad Kal Adambo. Right? Every one of us is an author. We're writing a sefer. Hapinkes Pasuach Vahayad Koseves. Chazal say. Right? It's open. The hand is writing. Our hand. Umikivishimakora Vishar Shoshonishvasa Adam. Hugavoa Mo Nala. Since the neshama, each of our neshamas is so high. Makam Motza. Right? We come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. He sends us down. Neshama Shenasatibi, we declare every morning, the Neshama that you gave us, Tahorahi, Atavarasa, Ati Yetzara, Tatana Fachtabi, you blew it into me. It comes from Hashem. Harehu Roshem B'Sefer Eskola Masoshu Roseya. So we write every day of our lives. We write the travels that we travel from the place where we started, Mimakam ha-motza shal nishmaso, ad kol tachana v'tachana b'derech nisiyaso. The whole way through our 120 years, haloch v'nasoa, haloch v'nasoa. Right, that's the life. Life's about the masos. Vayichto Moshe, so Moshe writes, again, al-derech drush, v'spashut Moshe b'chol dara, and there's Moshe in every generation. Each one of us has a little Moshe Rabbeinu. U'b'sefer Tanya, the Tanya says, shagam b'chol ish v'ish yish nitzot shal Moshe Rabbeinu. We have a little Moshe in us. So Moshe wrote, and all of us wrote, Motzoehem, where we've come from, Lamasehem, and where we are going to. That's our life. Kol Adam Yisrael, Kosei V'Roshei Min HaMotzei, El HaMasos. Our life, we're writing the book. Chapter 1, Chapter 2, Chapter 3, it goes. Avala Matara Sofiti, you know what the goal is? The goal of our life is not to just go out and never come back. It's about returning to where we started. Lo shekach yelech v'yisa, acha yizdar der lamata mata. We go down and down and down, never to return. No. Bizdar deris kazos, efshar lahagia leimke sha'ol. With this type of going down, we could come to depths. Ela kavana hi yirida tzorech aliyah. We go down in order to then go up. Laredes lamata ulahalos ulahisalos. We come down to this world in order to then go back up. Laromeim ulahisromeim. Levareres kola ola mazeh aidekim atar b'mitzvos. To purify the whole world through what we're doing, and then to go back up. Shenikvu b'chol advarim hagashmiim shebeolam. That was said with all the dvarim hagashmiim. We take it with us back up. Aidekachu mishaper osam umishtaper b'atzmo. Like we said, we saw before, I purify these nitzotzos. I purify all of that's around me, and I bring it up with me. Hamaisim tovim. Sha'adam mekayim b'mecheldo ali admus. I elevate the world around me and I elevate myself. And then Elam Masehem Lamotsaihem. And that's the second phrase. So I take all of my masos and I end up bringing it back and going back to where I started. Mena masos hamarubos sheba olam yisroim shuv lamakar motzo. And that's what Klal Yisrael ultimately did, meaning they started way back when Avram Avinu. Even before that, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Eretz Yisrael, brought him, and then they went out, and then Avraham Avinu established the Chazaka, then we went into Golas, then we're coming back. Ukishem shekachu adar b'chol yachid v'yachid b'frat, kenu ba'am Yisrael b'chlalo. Makar motzei shalanu Eretz Yisrael. Galinu me'artzeinu v'nisrachaknu. We had motzoihem l'masayhem, but we know the eila masayhem l'motzoihem, we're coming back, all the Jews to Eretz Yisrael. But again, this is about our life, that we go from Motzoihem to Masehem, and then we go back to the place where we started. Okay. More Masos. More Masos, but even before that, we have in here, in our Parsha, we have the Pasuk that the Ramban says is the Makar for the Mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Paraglam and Gimel Pasuk Nun Beis. V'horashtem es ha'aretz es yoshikol yeshay aretz bepechem v'ibatem es maski osam Pasuk Nun Gimel. V'horashtem es ha'aretz v'shavtem ba ki lachem nasati aretz l'vayesh es osam. Right, the Pasuk, the source for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael according to the Ramban. So if you look here in Midarki Aparsha, Rav Greenberg quotes from Rav Kook, quotes from Shabbos Ha'aretz, which is Rav Kook's Sefer on Shemitah, where he talks about the issue of Hetem Mechira, about selling land of Eretz Yisrael in order to allow the farmers to be able to survive economically in the present reality. So Rav Kook says, without getting into the halachic issues, he says from a hashkafic level, if we love Eretz Yisrael, you know, how is it that we could sell a piece of it? So if you're selling it, however that's working, so aren't you being mafkia from the mitzvahs? That's your whole point, yes. But how can hashkafically we accept that? Says Rav Kook, do you think Yishev Eretz Yisrael is just about the mitzvos? Hatulios ba'aretz. Al kach ana harav. Shezu ta'us lachshov. Shekdusha sa'aretz u'ma'alasa. The reason that this Kedushas Ha'aretz is in order to be able to do the mitzvahs. And if you can't do the mitzvahs, then there's no more. There's no Kedusha. And Memele ain't mitzvahs Yishevet Ha'aretz. Says Rav Kook, no way. Chas v'shalom. Eretz Yisrael, he gives a mashal, is like Talmud Torah. Mitzvahs Talmud Torah mevi elidei kiyama mitzvahs. Learning Torah obviously brings us to kiyama mitzvahs. But is that all Talmud Torah's amount? Talmud Torah is only goal-oriented to know what to do. Lomar amaras lazos, ach b'shum ofan ein lomar shezu tachlis shel mitzvah. That is a tachlis, but it's not the tachlis. Mitzvahs Talmud Torah kayem es gam kasher adam kvar lamed ve'yodei as a mitzvahs kulam. What if he knows everything? L'Talmud Torah yich erech ish erech atzmi. There's an inherent value of learning. V'chayavin b'limuda gam binyanam sheit ein lam kiyam bezman hazeh. And even if you don't think you'll ever be mekayim it, what if it's one of the three mitzvahs that never took place and never will take place? V'gam kasher halomid kvar yodeis kol haTorah kula. Talmud Torah has one of its elements to bring in order to be able to know what to do, but there's Talmud Torah lishma, this connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu just through the learning, and says Rav Kook, that's also lagabi Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Yes, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael allows you, makes it possible to do the mitzvahs atzlius baretz, but there's an inherent value to it separately. Ein ikra malasa bazeh. She mechayevas osana b'misas v'lis baretz. Shekin l'eretz Yisrael yesh erech v'kudusha atzmit. Ad shegam kasher ne'alotzim anu lafkia. Machmas ilutzim shonim. If there is a temporary need for us to be mafkia, the kedusha legabe mitzvos hatluyas baretz, that does not take away from the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael and what we might call Shem Eretz Yisrael, or what the Ramban calls Chibuv Eretz Yisrael, Keneged Kol HaMitzvos. Gam Kishin Nifkos HaYedi Adchak, if we have to, Omedes Hi Be'etzem Rumus Milus Kedushasa. It's still a full Kedusha. And yes, lest you say, hey, 1 minute, I know a Gemara. I know a Gemara at the end of the first paragraph of Sota. Remember that Gemara? The Gemara says, line 22, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael? To eat from its delicious fruit, to be satiated? No! This is what Moshe says. There are many mitzvahs that Bnei Yisrael were commanded, and they can only be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. I will go in so that they will all be fulfilled al yadi. So many read this Gemara on a superficial level and say, hey, look, why didn't the Gemara say Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go out to Israel? Because there's a mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Israel. Why didn't he say that? Oh, limiting, minimizing the mitzvah. It's only about the mitzvah of Tlias Baretz. So many mefarshim, including Rav Kook, and he quotes here from others, no. He says this Gemara is maybe even the opposite if you read closely. Rabbi Mishtamshim B'Gemara Zu, line 27, says Rav Greenberg, Kedei Lama'et Me'erach Mitzvahs Yishev Eretz Yisrael, Sher L'chora Nirim B'Gemara Zu, She'ikr Mitzvahs Yishev Eretz Yisrael, L'kai Mitzvahs Atulias Baretz. But he quotes from Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook, says no. Because look at the language of the Gemara. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu, it would have been a smoother Lashon, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael so that I can do the mitzvos, if that's what it meant. What does it say? It says Akena Kazil Aretz Kadesha Yiskaimu Kulan Al Yadi. What is that unusual lashon? They will all be fulfilled through me with my help? What is that emphasizing? Im Kane says Rav Tzvi Yehuda on line 34. Moshe Rabbeinu is not talking about himself. Lo medubar berevach prati shel mitzvos al yidei knisa la'aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't saying, I want to be able to do the mitzvos. He wasn't worried about himself. Moshe Rabbeinu ashakul keneged kol Yisrael. Do'eg lebisusam sheyisor b'knisazam la'aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu wants the klal, wants the connection of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. And he knows, hu yodea sheyeshna chashivus knisaso la'aretz. His allusion is that I want to bring Am Yisrael in. Through that, there'll be full Kedusha, and then the mitzvahs will be able to be done. There's already been a gzera. So it's not about me doing the mitzvahs. It's about Yiskaimu al Yadi, that Bnei Yisrael will fulfill it al Yadi, b'sibasiu b'shvili, u'biyoti sham imahem b'makam kiyumam, right? I will be mezariz them, I will be there with them, I won't do the mitzvahs. I know there is already a gzera that I can't actively be involved, but I could be there. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't in it for himself, but it was in it for the good of Klal Yisrael, and the Erech, of these mitzvahs, Yalek, Shein Yish, Mashmashu, B'tchilat, HaYishav, Eretz Yisrael, Yado. It's about Klal Yisrael. But Klal Yisrael fulfilling the mitzvahs, that's not just a din in being able to fulfill mitzvahs. It's about a Klal Yisrael idea. Again, there's a lot more that needs to be explained here, but the message of Rav Kook and Rav Kook's rabbis, Kook, are that the mitzvahs are one element. And there are many sources that relate to this. The mitzvahs are one element of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, but look at the Ramban in this week's parasha, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he talks about the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't talk about the mitzvah of Tulias Baretz. He talks about settlement. He talks about conquering. He talks about desolation. That's what he talks about. Because of the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, our connection to Eretz Yisrael is not just about the mitzvahs of Tulios. Most of us will not be farmers, but it's about the land, the chosen people in the chosen land of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, one final thought relating to this time of year, the 3 weeks as we find ourselves in the heart of the 3 weeks. Rabbi Sachs, in Lessons in Leadership, discusses that we engage at this time period in a collective recall of the Tur Chorbanos, as we know. Chorban Bayis Rishon, Chorban Bayis Sheni, and he writes that in both cases, the problem, a part of the problem was a lack of leadership, poor leadership. Right? Earlier, the Chorban, what was the beginning, what was the first step that we might say towards Chorban Bayis HaMikdash? You might say Rechavam. When Rechavam, the Malchus, was split in the days of Shlomo's son, Rechavam, he asked advice, what should he do? And his advisors told him, you know, listen to the people. Get the people on your side, lower taxes, and then they'll be on your side. And then the Malchus won't split. He didn't listen to them, he listened to his friends, and ultimately the Malchus split, Yeravam, and the rest is history. It never came back. They gave him, his advisors gave him one of the finest pieces of advice on the bottom. Ever given to a leader. If you serve the people, they will serve you. Rechavam did not listen. Turning the page. The kingdom was split, and ultimately a house, and he quotes Abraham Lincoln, a house divided against itself cannot stand. So the first Chorban happened, the roots of it, the beginning of the roots, was a lack of leadership in Rechavam's major mistake, tragic mistake. And the second defeat in the days of the Romans, the Bayis Sheni, was because of the Chashmonaim. The Chashmonaim, right, they won, and then the priesthood became politicized and corrupt. The Rambam writes, the second temple fell because the Jews had not learned military strategy and the laws of conquest. V'chulu, the Gemara says, because of Sinas Chinam. But all the explanations are, when there's no effective leadership, divisions open up within the group. Internal conflict, energy is wasted, no coherent strategy emerges. You need leadership. And that was the problem. Klal Yisrael obviously were faltering, but if they would have had leaders, that would have been something that could have brought them back. In Judaism, says Rabbi Sachs, leadership is not a luxury, but a necessity. Ours is a small and intensely vulnerable people. Inspired, we rise to greatness. Uninspired, we fall. And he says, there is a message about the 3 weeks, though. Something positive, that we survived these defeats. We didn't just survive, we recovered and grew stronger because we did have leaders. We had other leaders that are associated with these weeks. Moshe, Yeshayahu, and Yirmiyahu. Moshe, who we have, right, an Eicha of his own in Dvarim. Yeshayahu, Shabbos Chazon. Yirmiyahu, right, at the Haftorahs for the first two, last Shabbos and this Shabbos, right? What made these three men great and great leaders, Moshe, Yirmiyahu, and Yeshayahu? So Rabbi Sachs says three things. Three things set them apart. It's the next column. The first, that they were all prophets of hope. Even though they said realities, in their darkest moments, they were able to see through the clouds of disaster. They were not optimists. We talked earlier about the difference between optimism and hope. Optimism is the belief that things will get better. Hope is the belief that if we work hard enough together, we can make things better. Right? We are hopeful people, not optimistic, hopeful. It takes no courage to be an optimist. It takes courage, wisdom, and deep understanding of history and possibility to be a prophet of hope. Moshe says, you could do it. It can get better. Yeshayahu, right? I will store your leaders that is in the days of old. Right? Yirmiyahu, they all had very difficult, hard tochacha, but they said you could do it. Number one, they were hopeful, and they gave koach to Klal Yisrael to try to do it. Not that they were always successful. Yirmiyahu was not successful. Number one. Number two, also, they delivered their criticism in love. Yeshayahu said in the name of Hashem, perhaps the loveliest words ever spoken to the Jewish people. Right? He quotes, though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed. Yirmiyahu, in the middle of giving terrible tochacha, Moshe's love. Number one, they were hopeful. Number two, they did it out of love. Number three, interestingly, they didn't only focus on Am Yisrael. They showed how Am Yisrael could be an Or Lagoyim, and they focused on humanity as a whole. And that is the goal of the Jewish people. Right, that's what Rabbi Sachs says. Now and then we have to recognize Am Levadad Yishkon. We have to do what we need to do for ourselves, but we have to make sure that we do it in a way that is inspiring. At the end, to be an agent of hope, to love the people you lead, and to widen their horizons, to embrace humanity as a whole. That's the kind of leadership that gives people the ability to recover from crisis and move on. And that's what we need and cherish, our leaders who we feel their love for us, who lead us with hope, recognizing that there is a better tomorrow. We've mentioned in the past the thought of Rav Nevenzahl. Beautiful thought. Why is it the minhag is, the din to Rabbanan is that we lane, by Shabbos Mincha, we always lane the following week's parsha. Where we start off, why do we do that? We fit this week is this week, and next week is next week. Well, now, even Monday, fine, Monday is looking ahead. We're still in this Shabbos from this morning. Because Rav Nevenzahl says, because a Jew always knows there's next week's parsha. A Jew always knows to look ahead. A Jew always knows that this is not the end of the story. There's always next week's parsha that is waiting for us. And that's why every Shabbos afternoon, and even at the time of Tzidkas Chatzedek, at a time that we are matzik the din of Moshe Rabbeinu's death and maybe David HaMelech, still we lay next week's parsha because we are a people of hope. We are a people of always look ahead. And even as we remember these 3 weeks and we get in, getting closer to the Rosh Chodesh Av and the 9 days, we recognize that this is Am Yisrael, and we will get through every challenge. Ad bi'az go al tzedek b'mheira v'yameinu.